I mentioned a listener from Perth listening on the app and wanting to be reunited with a family member. Her name is Kerry. She's there now. G'day, Kerry.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
All right, my dear. Now, you're the young lady I mentioned that you were set to be reconnected with your birth dad, and that's all been torn apart by this decision last night.
Yes. I watched Mark McGowan's press conference last night. And was so disappointed. I was adopted as a child, and it's taken me 30 years to find my birth dad, and I found him last year and was just banking on the 5th of February for us to all open up and for me to be able to go to South Australia to meet him. I've never met a family member. And it's just so important to me, and I'm now just devastated.
It would mean all these, barriers put in front of you. If you were to go, it's almost impossible for you to come back.
I can't come back. That's it. And I have to work. Yes, I could go over there for a week, but then if I was allowed back, I would have to quarantine for 2 weeks. I just can't do that.
So you've waited 30 years to be reconnected with your birth dad. Your birth dad obviously wants to see you. You want to see him. He's in South Australia, but you can't do it because of the decision taken last night. Just unbelievable.
And time is running out, Ray. I mean, I'm in my 50s.
Yeah.
He's in his late 70s.
Oh, dear.
I've got 3 sisters and 2 brothers over there. And it's so important to me. And, yeah, I'm devastated. Look, and we have already put things into place here in WA. I just don't get it. Masks are mandatory. You have to be double vaxxed to get into pubs, clubs, cafes. You know, what else can you do? You can't wrap us up in cotton wool. We have to learn to live with it, like every other state is in the country.
I can't believe, and this happened in Queensland as well, Kerry, I can't believe there's not some avenue, compassionate avenue, where bureaucrats or people in charge of health can't say, well, look, this is a special circumstance. This is someone wanting to be reunited with a dad who's in his late 70s and, you know, time is of the essence. I just don't understand why it can't happen. But, Kerry, my feelings are with you. I hope things change in respect to you and other people who want to do exactly what you're trying to do in different circumstances, obviously.
Of course. Look, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I know.
There's lots of other people that, you know, are in different situations.
But well, there are end-of-life visits and a whole range of other things that can't be done at the moment. And that's not right. Okay, yeah. Kerry. I appreciate you sharing the story, and I hope that we have a happy ending in some way, shape, or form, okay?
Thank you.